بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبدا لهم من الله ما لم يكونوا يحتسبون صدق الله العظيم. Humble appeal is made to our brothers to come into the masjid. Just be mindful of your cars, just in case you're obstructing any person who wishes to leave. It's also odd night tonight. Allah Ta'ala alone knows best whether it is Laylatul Qadr night or not. May Allah Ta'ala bless all of us with Laylatul Qadr, inshaAllah. This little extra mujahada we're making, sitting, it is for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. It is not for any other motive, not for any other purpose. Solely for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala must become pleased with us. Allah Ta'ala must accept our sitting here. It is a little bit of effort on our side, some mujahada, after 20 rakats of Taraweeh and Witr, and now to sit. So make the niyat, inshallah, of ibadat for Laylatul Qadr, inshallah. And Allah Ta'ala will reward us immensely. In tonight's Taraweeh also, in the 24th Juz, every ayat deserves some explanation. The kalam of Allah is so beautiful, so beautiful. There are verses that will make a cold shiver run down a person's spine. If only we understand what Allah Ta'ala is talking about. In this short verse that I recited, وَبَدَى لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يَكُونُوا يَحْتَسِبُونَ, Allah talks about the scene of Qiyamah. And we have mentioned many times and we have heard and we have read about the terrifying conditions of Qiyamah. We are not going to go into the details of Qiyamah. We know Hisab, Kitab, Pul Sirat, our A'mal be weighed. In this verse, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala talks about those people who expected to see good in their favor, who expected to see rewards, who expected to see success, but when they were shown the result, they did not expect to see failure. وَبَدَى لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يَكُونُوا يَحْتَسِبُونَ, that which they did not expect, that became apparent to them. Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi alayhi mentions, it refers to such people who did good deeds to pretend that they were pious. They lived a pretentious life. They acted very holy. They acted very pious to impress the people and to make the people think these people are very holy, very pious people. And in doing so, they themselves deceived their own selves. They deceived themselves. And they did good deeds, but the niyat was not for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. It was to impress people that, look, we are very pious people. So to be accepted amongst them as being pious people. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Sufyan Thawri Ramadhu says, that such people, their a'mal is ruined, destroyed. So when they come before Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, all the good acts and pious acts they did to impress others and not for the sake of Allah, everything was not zero. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. The topic of ikhlas had been discussed in one of the morning programs, sincerity. It is such a fine line. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala wants us to do actions only for Him. Not for any show, not for ostentation, not for riya, not for fame, not for name. Whatever we do, we have to check our intentions. And for this reason, great scholars, Imam Bukhari Rahmatullahi, So many other muhaddiseen and ulama, whenever they commence the writing of any book or any kitab, they would remind themselves of the first hadith, or they would remind themselves of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they will bring that hadith first. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. To check the intentions, to remind themselves that every action will be judged according to its intention. Is my action, is my intention solely for the pleasure of Allah? So whatever acts we do, whatever good deeds we do, ulama say we should always introspect ourselves, rectify our niyat. If the niyat was wrong, change it. And just on changing your niyat and making it correct, Allah Ta'ala will reward you. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala talks about Qiyamah in this para, in various verses. Allah talks about وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ. On that day when the trumpet will be blown. We mentioned the other day, Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam, he will blow the sur. It comes in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam has already placed the horn in his mouth. He's waiting. He's just waiting for the command of Allah to come and so that he may blow. So the sur, he's already waiting. Just waiting for the hukam of Allah. Allah will say, sound it, and then he sounds it. And everything on the world, everything on the earth, everything Allah says, subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَصَعِقَ. Sa'iqa means to become unconscious. مَنْ فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. All the creation in the sky and the earth, every single person becomes unconscious, those who are still living then. إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ. Besides whom Allah wishes. Mufassirin explain, who are those people? Commentators have mentioned here four people. Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, Israfil alayhi salatu salam, Mikael alayhi salatu salam, and Israel alayhi salatu salam, the angel of death. So at that moment when Israfil alayhi salam will blow the trumpet, these four, according to some commentators, they are exception to this rule now. But after that, even they will also come to an end. And only Allah remains. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Nobody else. Only Allah remains. Allah is all existing. Allah never dies. Allah will always remain. Allah is baqi. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the people of Jahannam. And then the people of Jannat. People of Jahannam, how they will be driven. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا. The word siqa, we don't have time to go into the detail. When we drag somebody, when we pull somebody, so these people will be dragged, who? The disbelievers, إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمَ, into Jahannam. And when they come there, then to increase the agony and pain, then the wardens and the doorkeepers of Jahannam will then open the doors of Jahannam. So these people, they do not know what to expect now. Standing outside Jahannam waiting for the doors to be opened also is also pain. Allah save us, Allah protect us. It is as though they wish that they could just go into Jahannam quickly and start their punishment. Because just standing outside, not knowing what to expect, that itself is killing them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ رُسُلٌ مِّنْكُمْ. Did not the rasuls from you come to you? Did not the messengers come and warn you? يَتْلُونَ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِ رَبِّكُمْ وَيُنذِرُونَكُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا. They warned you about this meeting of your Rabb today.
Did they not recite the verses upon you of the different kitabs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Qalu bala. Now they will agree, yes. But Allah's azab becomes fixed upon them. And then Allah talks, Allah says, now you enter into Jahannam and remain perpetually there. What a terrible abode is Jahannam. Then Allah talks about the Jannatis, and even the word siqa is used, but Mufassirin explained, this siqa does not mean to be driven harshly, no. They will be escorted. VIP treatment. A great king, ruler. We see the entourage and the cars that accompany him, the bodyguards he has, and the army that escorts him with so much of honor. Roads are closed just to honor. This one person, just for a few minutes, he has to go from one place to another. And everything is closed. How often we go to the Haram Sharif in Madinah Munawwara, and we are waiting to go to make salam, and suddenly we see one section is closed. What's happening? We find that some important person has come there. So they've closed it for him. Here, angels will come. And even before they can reach Jannat, Allah talks about وَفُتِحَتْ أَبَوَابُهَا, that the doors of Jahannam are wide open already, in advance, waiting for them. Jannat is waiting for the Jannatis to come inside. And the doorkeepers of Jannat, they will say, Salamun alaykum. They will greet the Jannatis. Tibtum, you have done excellent. Fadkhuluha khalideen. And now enter it perpetually. And they will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, all praise only belongs to Allah. In dunya also, all praise belongs to Allah. Akhirat also, all praise only belongs to Allah. If only we understand what the meaning of Alhamdu is. All praise belongs only to Allah. Bestower of every single gift, boon, favor, bounty. When we recite Surah Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, and we just ponder that Allah has done so much for us, despite us not even being worthy of any of the gifts of Allah. And despite the fact that we still continue disobeying Allah and being disloyal to Allah, Allah still gives us. And Allah gives us so much. And Allah never keeps anything away from us. Allah gives us the best. So in Jannat also they will praise Allah. Alhamdulillahi alladhi sadaqana wa'ada. Allah has kept true to His promise. And Allah has given us this Jannah. The verses preceding this whole incident, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a lot of hope to weak people like ourselves. And if you only understand the way Allah calls out to us in these words, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِي. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, O my servants. In other places Allah says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people. Ya ibadi. Allah never disowns us. Even though we are disloyal to Him, Allah still calls us my servants. And which servants? Allah is talking to who and addressing who? Which servants? الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Those who have wronged themselves. Those who have sinned. Allah is calling out to us. لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Don't lose hope of the mercy of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. With great emphasis Allah says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all sins. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Again, with so much of emphasis, verily Him, that is Allah, هُوَ again, الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, is most forgiving, most merciful. Throughout the Holy Quran, So many verses of Allah's mercy, forgiveness, mercy, forgiveness, rahmat, maghfirat. But ulama have mentioned that this is the verse that is strongest in giving hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From all the verses of the Quran, this particular verse where Allah addresses the wrongdoers, the sinners, those who have wronged themselves, those who have transgressed the laws of Allah, Allah says, don't lose hope, don't lose hope. Because you have gotten Allah who is all kind, all loving, all forgiving. All Allah wants is that we turn to Him. Brothers, we have all heard the story of Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala. And he was responsible for killing Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. Hamza radiallahu ta'ala was the beloved uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When two people embrace Islam, we are talking right in the early period of Islam in Makkah. We know how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the few Sahaba would embrace Islam at that time, how they were tormented, persecuted. But when two Sahaba or two people accepted Islam, then it gave great strength to Islam and a lot of courage and support to the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. One was Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. And before him was Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When these two had embraced Islam, Hamza radiallahu anhu first, and just after that was Umar ibn Khattab. And Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala said, Ya Rasulullah, no more we will read namaz now secretly in the house of Arqam. We're going there to the Haram, to Makkah, to the Kaaba. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu was worried about the Sahaba. We still few. They will be persecuted. He said, no. So Sahaba made two rows, two safs. In one saf, Hamza is standing. He's in charge. In the other saf, Umar ibn Khattab, radiallahu anhuma. Hamza radiallahu ta'ala is the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and also the foster brother of Rasulullah sallam. Extremely close to one another. Very close. They had a very close relationship. When Hamza radiallahu ta'ala was assassinated, and we know the whole story how Hinda came and she chewed his liver, and they mutilated his nose and his body parts, and a necklace was made. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could not bear seeing his beloved uncle in that condition that he began to cry. He experienced such grief, such grief. Historians have written, Battle of Uhud, besides Hamza, 69 other Sahaba became shaheed. So with him, 70. Historians have written that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left the janazah of Hamza in front. And when each Sahabi's janazah was made, he made the janazah of Hamza also. So 70 times he makes the janazah of Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. Allah consoles Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Nabi, do not grieve. It is written on the arsh, Hamzatu asadullah wa asadu rasulih. Hamza is a lion of Allah and the lion of his Rasul. Nabi Kareem endured a lot of pain. He had to make a lot of sabr for this. Imagine the person who killed Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. If we were in this condition, what we would have done. But he was rahmatul lil alameen. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came as a mercy to mankind. And his main concern was that every single ummati of mine must be successful in the hereafter. And nobody must be thrown into Jahannam. Everyone must get Jannat. Every single one. So it's a very long incident mentioned in the books of history. I'm just cutting it very short. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invites Wahshi radiallahu anhu to Islam. When Fath Makkah took place, the conquest of Makkah, Hinda, who chewed the liver of Hamza radiallahu anhu, she comes before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she embraces Islam. She becomes a Sahabiya, radiallahu anha. And you know what she says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa, Ya Rasulullah, from all the religions in the world, I hated Islam the most. Now I love Islam the most. From all the faces in the world, I hated yours the most. Oh my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa, I love your face the most now. I love you the most. She embraced Islam. Wahshi, after Fatih Makkah, he flees, he goes to Taif. After some time, a delegation from Taif comes to Makkah, to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to embrace Islam. Wahshi contemplates, what do I do? Go to Yemen, go here, go there. In the meantime, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is desirous of the fact that Wahshi, the assassin of my beloved uncle Hamza radiallahu anhu, must also be saved from the fire of Jahannam. When Dawat goes to him, the message, invitation to Islam, then Wahshi had come across the verses of Quran. In the 19th part, Allah talks about wa ibadur Rahman, we mentioned the other day. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about those special servants of His, and whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives. Except those people who committed certain sins. So Wahshi, when these verses came to him, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدَعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ لَا نَآخَرَ وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا يَزْنُونَ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا. That those who do not associate partners with Allah, did not kill any soul unjustly, did not commit zina. But Wahshi said, well, I'm already out from here, because I am guilty of all these crimes. So how can there be forgiveness for me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ, except the one who makes tawbah wa amana, he brings iman. So Wahshi says, okay, I may make tawbah and I bring iman. But Allah talks about وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا, and he does righteous actions, then فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ, then such people, Allah will transform the good, the bad deeds into good deeds, and Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. What if I do not get the chance, or I do not do any good deeds? So what will happen to me? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent another verse, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. Allah forgive, Allah does not forgive that person who associates partners with him. In other words, any person who makes shirk, Allah won't forgive him. But Allah will forgive anybody else besides a mushrik. In other words, any person who doesn't believe in Allah, Allah won't forgive him. You have to believe in Allah. But Allah will forgive anybody besides a mushrik. لِمَن يَشَاءُ. Allah, in that verse, Allah said, whomsoever, who he wishes to forgive. Wahshi said, what if Allah doesn't want, what if I am not part of those people whom Allah wishes to forgive? Nabi Kareem is inviting to Islam. Wahshi still has these objections. Until this verse comes, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah forgives all sins. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Wahshi comes. And when he comes, Nabi Kareem some did not know it's Wahshi coming. He had covered his whole face. Sahaba was around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wahshi comes suddenly before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he lifts the garment he had, the veil that he had covered his face with. And he recited the kalima. Nabi Kareem some looks at him. A wahshiyun anta? Is it you a wahshi? He said, yes, ya Rasulullah. Sahaba draw their swords, ready to strike him. Because he was an enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one who killed Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. And now he is coming. They are about to strike his head off. And Nabi Kareem said, Da'uhu. Ah, leave him. Leave him. And then Nabi Kareem says a beautiful statement. لَإِسْلَامُ رَجُلٍ وَاحِدٍ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ قَتْلِ أَلْفِ رَجُلٍ. One person's embracing Islam is more beloved to me than killing 1,000 people. He's embraced Islam. He's a believer. Now you have got no right to kill him. Wahshi becomes not just a mu'min, becomes a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, Allah's forgiveness. It's a long incident. What happened after that? A time came, the battle of Yamama. Wahshi was responsible of killing Musaylama al-Kadhab, the false prophet, the one who claimed to be a Nabi also. There was a person by the name of Musaylama. His title is Al-Kazzab, the big liar. Because he claimed to also be a Nabi, like Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in that battle, Wahshi manages to kill Musaylama. And then he would say, Tilka batilka. You know, I killed the best person. In my time of Jahiliyyah, I killed Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. At least now after embracing Islam, I killed the enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But coming back to these verses, no one should lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one verse Allah says, إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Only one who does not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has no hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no hopes in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A mu'min never loses hope. A mu'min never loses hope. The greatest solace a mu'min has is that he has an Allah who is all forgiving. And I mentioned yesterday or the day before, Iman, Bain al Khawf wa Raja, how we are expected to have Khawf of Allah Ta'ala and also the mercy of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, Wa anibu ila Rabbikum. Inabat means to turn to Allah, turn to Allah, turn to your Rabb. Wa aslimu lah, and submit and surrender before him. Before azab comes to you, then you will not be assisted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then you should follow the Quran, what is being revealed to you. Before a sudden punishment comes to you, and you are unaware, or you're taken unaware. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about, again, the scene of Qiyamah. That, as we mentioned now, Allah will forgive every person. But there is a deadline. And this deadline I mentioned the other night, right till Sakrat, Allah forgives the person. The moment he experiences the pangs of death, then not no tawbah, no iman is accepted. And when the sun will rise from the west, in other words, the major signs of Qiyamah start. So till then a person has the opportunity of making amends, making tawbah, istighfar. Now when Qiyamah commences, it is too late. Now you're seeing the reality. Now you realize there was an Allah. You realize there's pul sirat. You realize there's jannah, there's jahannam. You're seeing angels. You're seeing mizan. You're seeing the a'mal being weighed. So Allah talks about three types of people. Allah says, before this happens, surrender, submit to Allah. Follow the teachings and commands of Allah, lest you are amongst these people who will give these excuses on the day of Qiyamah. أَن تَقُولَ نَفْسُ يَا حَسْرَةَ عَلَى مَا فَرَّطُ فِي جَنْبِ اللَّهِ. The person who comes there, when he sees he's a failure, he feels so miserable. And he says, يَا حَسْرَةَ, woe be upon me, that I transgressed the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I did not take heed. Now it's too late to lament and cry. وَإِن كُنْتُ لَمِنَ السَّاخِرِينَ. And I used to laugh and mock others. So this must not happen, that you come there and when it is too late, you're expressing remorse. Before this happens, Allah says, make amends, turn to Allah. And the second one, the person makes excuses. What does he say? لو أن الله هداني لكنت من المتقين. If Allah guided me, I would have been righteous and pious. In other words, you are blaming Allah now. Allah, you did not guide me. And the third person, أو تقول حين ترى العذاب لو أن لي كرة فأكون من المحسنين. When he sees Jahannam, when he sees Azab, he says, if I just get one more chance to go back into the world, Ya Allah, I promise I'll be amongst the good doers. Allah says, before these three excuses you make, none of which will be accepted. Why? Allah says, Bala, قَدْ جَاءَتْكَ آيَاتِي. Allah says, most certainly, my signs came to you. فَكَذَّبْتَ بِهَا. You rejected those signs. وَاسْتَكْبَرْتَ. You are proud, arrogant. You did not bother about the teachings of Quran. You didn't care about what the ahkams of Allah Ta'ala was. What were His teachings? What were His warnings? وَكُنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And you were from the disbelievers. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. May Allah Ta'ala guide us. It is not difficult to make inabat ila Allah. Like I mentioned the other night, it is the sirat mustaqim we are all treading. And billions of people have passed this road and they have reached the destination in a successful manner. We have the greatest of examples, and that is of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he showed us this beautiful way, which is not a difficult path. It is a beautiful, easy path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, there will be challenges. There will be tests. There will be obstacles. And Allah is well aware of all those challenges. And that is why Allah kept such a thing as Tawbah. It's a very beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That if you do not make sins, and of course, make Tawbah after that, Allah will replace you with people who will come into this world, make sins and make Tawbah to Allah. Why? Allah wants us to turn to Him. Allah does not want us to come into this world and only commit sins and not make Tawbah to Allah. So Allah wants to show us the sifat of His, that He is At-Tawwab. He loves to forgive. So Allah wants us to, Allah does not want us, don't misconstrue this hadith and say Allah wants us to make sins. No. Allah wants us to make Tawbah after committing sins. Allah does not want us to remain relaxed after committing sins and feel now I made too many sins. It's too late for me. I've grown so old. My whole life I lived in a terrible way. I committed so much of zina. I used to gamble and cheat. In my days I did so much wrong. See what has happened to me. No. Never lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the lesson tonight, inshaAllah. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving. Allah is most merciful. This lessons of Tawbah, bayans and Tawbah, ayats of Rahmat, we require it all the time, especially in our times today. Especially in our times. Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. You know the level of their iman. When a Sahabi would make a small error, a small mistake, he would treat it as though a huge mountain came crumbling on his head. Just imagine, Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala is in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and is enjoying the beautiful advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's enjoying the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's watching the beautiful face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's feeling that warmth, the spiritual warmth. And he goes home and he says, Afasna al-azwaja wa dhi'at. Whenever we go home, then we intermingle with our wives and our children, with our business, our property. Sahaba, how simple they were. What dunya did they have? But he said, no, we became involved in some dunya. So I could feel the difference in the condition of my heart. So Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala actually felt that he had become a hypocrite, a munafiq. Coming from the presence of Rasulullah sallam to his home. And Hanzala's home was not like our homes. It is full of anwarat, barakat, rahmat, sahabi's house. If somebody has to show us a sahabi's house today, will be such a great honor. Your Sahabi used to stay here. But he could feel a slight difference. And because of that, he felt that he became a munafiq. Until Rasulullah consoles him, no. A small error they would make. Small error. And they would come crying to Rasulullah. They would make such tawbah. The Rasulullah mentions, if this person's tawbah had to be taken and distributed amongst all the people living in Medina, it will suffice them in the Akhirat. One Sahabi, a small mistake he makes. He was overpowered by nafs and shaitan. They were human beings. But Sahaba were shining stars, respected brothers, and loved the Sahaba. Read about the Sahaba. The sign of a believer is he loves Sahaba. A sign of a munafiq is the one who hates Sahaba, who reviles the Sahaba. Remember this. A person who loves the Sahaba, this is a sign of his iman. And he will stand up and he will defend the Sahaba. So don't be beguiled by those people who condemn Sahaba, who talk ill of Sahaba. Sahaba were at that time when wahi would come down. Allah talks about in the Quran, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Every single Sahabi, every single one, Allah was pleased with them. Every single Sahabi. No exception. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to read about the Sahaba, to love the Sahaba. The lessons of Ramadan, as I mentioned, our hearts become soft in the month of Ramadan. It becomes receptive. So many Ramadans we have spent in our life. Each time we made a lot of promises to ourselves. Now I want to understand Quran. I stand for Taraweeh, but I don't understand anything what Hufaz are reading. I wish I could understand. So when are we going to make the attempts to understand the Quran? Of course, learn from the correct people. You'll be surprised, I'm telling you the truth in the masjid. I can show you proof. If you start googling anything in Islam today, I swear by Allah, you can be led astray. Ourselves, when we are searching for certain topics and ahadith, and you'll be surprised. There's so many of those sites are totally fake sites. Got distorted information. Complete incorrect information. And therefore you have to be very wise. And you have to go to those people who have knowledge of Quran and Hadith. And inshallah if you go with the correct objective and you really want to know what the message of Allah is, Allah will give you the hidayat. And Allah will give you the understanding of Quran and Hadith. And you'll enjoy your salat. And when you recite Quran, you will... Ikramah radiyallahu ta'ala, he would kiss the Quran. He would hold the Quran. هذا كتاب ربي هذا عهد ربي. This is the kitab of my Allah. They would enjoy the Quran. Especially our youngsters. You are still young, you have the opportunity. We have plenty ulama now in the country. Plenty. So go to them. Worry them and trouble them. And ask them, what is the meaning of this verse? Please explain to me. And inshallah you will increase your knowledge, but of course, with the niyat of amal. The whole object is to become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is our purpose, that we must also become successful. Like how Sahaba was successful, radiyallahu anhum wa radu'an. So was saying this Sahabi, he made a small error. He comes running to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah, I'm destroyed, I'm finished. What did you do? He said, I went to purchase something and at that moment, I don't know what happened to me. And I kissed a lady. Ya Rasulullah, I am finished. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the verses immediately. where Allah Ta'ala talks about reading Salat. And then Allah said, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Then go and read Salat. Because good deeds, it takes away the effect of any bad deeds a person has done. The Sahabi asked, Ya Rasulullah, is it specifically for me only this? Nabi Karim said, no, it's for my entire ummah. Now please again don't misconstrue something now. And go do something wrong and say now, there's it. No. The point I'm trying to drive across is, the Sahabi makes a small mistake and he regards this to be complete ruin for him. Now you and I, every day, every night. If it's not ghibat, we're carrying tales, we're gossiping, we're harming some person. Our deals have become so fraudulent, so corrupt. It's only cheating. Our transactions full of riba, interest. Our lives, zina. Casting of lustful glances. But again, Allah has given us these beautiful nights to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To make tawbah, istighfar. And never be worried about the next person, that if he look at me crying, what he'll think of. No, now I mentioned the other day, we've got no time to worry about what this one will say and what that one will say. It's between you and Allah. Think that the day of Qiyamah has begun. And you are standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot give Allah the excuse, no, I was scared that what society will say, and if I grew a beard, then this person will say that, and if I had to deal in a better way, in an Islamic way, according to Sharia, then people would have looked down upon me. No. If Allah had to give us a last chance, how properly and how purely we lived our lives. So just like that, this is the last chance we have got. Nobody knows when more will come. And nobody is perfect. As I mentioned this verse right in the beginning, many times we project an image as though we are very pious people. And so people may think, hey, those people are buzruks, man. There's no buzruk, only Allah knows who is buzruk. فَلَا تُزَكُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ يَتَقِ. Yes. Outwardly we have pious people who we regard as pious people. Allah has kept signs, mashallah. We're not going into that detail. We're talking about general ourselves. Shaitan is so cunning. Nafs is so cunning. The moment we start doing some ibadat, the nafs will tell you, mashallah, now you really have achieved something. So the moment that thought comes into you, say, no shaitan, no nafs. I need to do so much more. And that is why we read the lives of Sahaba. We can never reach the Sahaba. Impossible to reach their level. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave so much of glad tidings for the latter part of the ummah as well. There's another whole topic on its own. That gives us so much of encouragement that we cannot become a Sahabi. But we can aspire to be leading our lives and living our lives like the Sahaba. So inshallah on the day of Qiyamah, we can also be raised with these pious people and we may also gain entry into Jannah with those friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every one of us, every single male, every single female has the capacity given to him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to become the friend of Allah. As I mentioned in the beginning of this last 10 nights, that these 10 nights we must precondition our mind that now we want to become not just ordinary people, we want to become mad in the love of Allah. We must go crazy in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment we hear the name Allah, something must happen to us. Like how in dunya when you hear your lover's name, you become so excited. When you hear the call to azan, your mind drifts away from everything else and now it is focused towards azan, towards the masjid. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. May Allah give us tawfiq of making amal. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with Laylatul Qadr night. May Allah give us hidayat. The ummah is in great difficulties. In our dua, don't forget our Muslim brothers and sisters in other parts of the world. Even in our country, our own family members, we have friends, we have people who are not well, people who have requested so much of duas. It comes in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna asra ad-du'a ijabatan. That dua which is most readily accepted is that dua when you make for a person who is not present with us. He is ghaib, he is absent. So when we make dua, Allah, all those who are absent also, who are not with us, Ya Allah, you also grant them your favors. Then that dua is readily accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah.
My respected brothers and elders, and of course our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, these are Mubarak nights. These are the nights of crying, knocking on Allah's door. I can't repeat all the bayans we gave already, but there are so many new brothers and so many youngsters there. That is why I'm mentioning these things, so that inshallah one person may benefit from this and he may shed those tears of repentance, and through his shedding tears of repentance, Allah will accept all our tawbah and our dua, inshallah. So we are now knocking on the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is definitely going to open that door. But Allah wants us to show Him that we are really beggars. So when we make dua, we should not be fiddling with our beard and tawbah. We should be now sit, relaxed. I know everybody worries, long dua. Brothers, a beggar, will he just ask once and run away from there? He will beg until he becomes so persistent, and until the person does not give him something, he does not move from his door. Like that, we have to wait and beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recite the Rushd. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh, wa laka ash-shukru kulluh, la nuhsi thana'an alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma ya awwal al-awwalin, ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان ويا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا ذا العرش المجيد يا فعال لما يريد يا عزيز يا حكيم يا قابض يا باسط يا معز يا مذل يا سميع يا بصير يا حكم يا عدل يا لطيف يا خبير. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم إنك عفو كريم. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. فاعف عنا يا كريم. فاعف عنا يا كريم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. Oh my most beloved Allah, my most kareem, rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of our conditions, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are your bandas, my Allah. Ya Allah, you address us in the Quran, my Allah. You have mentioned, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Ya Allah, we are present now, my Allah. We are the same people who you address in the Quran, my Allah. Ya Allah, we transgressed your laws, my Allah. Ya Allah, we did wrong, we disobeyed you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we committed too many sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have mentioned we should not lose hope in your mercy. Ya Allah, you have mentioned, my Allah, that you are most forgiving, most merciful, my Allah. Ya Allah, you mentioned it with such emphasis, my Allah. Ya Allah, your words are true, my Allah. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. Ya Allah, nobody can be more true than you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you never go against your promises, my Allah. Ya إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادِ. Ya Allah, whatever you say is haqq, my Allah. Ya Allah, Quran is haqq, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr to you have given us iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, without iman, my Allah, we would have been doomed, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not snatch away this iman from us, my Allah. Help us to protect our iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to preserve our iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, help all of us to protect our iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr to you for making us in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, how fortunate we are that we are in the ummah of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We came last in this world, but go first into Jannah. Ya Allah, do not deprive us of this great ni'mat of going to Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us so many bounties, my Allah. We cannot enumerate all those bounties, my Allah, because they are too many, my Allah. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Ya Allah, we can count and count all your favors, my Allah. We will never be able to count all of them. Ya Allah, you are kareem, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are most generous, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us more than what we want, my Allah.
Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us so much despite us not being worthy of receiving those bounties, my Allah. Ya Allah, we angered you, but said you tolerated, my Allah. Ya Allah, we disobeyed you. Ya Allah, we disobeyed you openly, my Allah. You still concealed our sins, my Allah. You are Ghaffar al-Dhunub, Sattar al-Uyub, you are Qabil al-Tawb, Shadid al-Iqab, Zat-Tawl, La ilaha illa anta. Ya Allah, there is no other deity worthy of being worshipped besides you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so beautiful, my Allah. Ya Allah, your names are so beautiful, my Allah. Your qualities are so beautiful, my Allah. Ya Allah, in dunya we cannot see you, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not deprive us in the akhirat of seeing you, my Allah. Ya Allah, when you will lift that veil, my Allah, in Jannat, my Allah. And then the people of Jannat will be watching you, my Allah. Let us be amongst those Jannatis who will be staring at your beauty, my Allah. Ya Allah, we love you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know that we love you, my Allah. Forgive us for our weaknesses, my Allah. Forgive us for our shortcomings, my Allah. Forgive us for our ghaflat, my Allah. Remove us from the darkness of ghaflat, my Allah. Remove us from zulumat, my Allah. Bring us to noor again, my Allah. Lighten and brighten our hearts, my Allah. Hamari diloku musaffa mujalla muzakka bana. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify us, my Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, you alone know best whether it is Laylatul Qadr night or not. My Allah. Ya Allah, if it is Laylatul Qadr, Ya Allah, do not deprive us of Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Grant us Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Everyone who is here tonight, my Allah. Every brother who has raised his hand tonight, my Allah. Every mother and sister at home, and every brother who at home who has raised his hand at this moment, my Allah. Don't deprive anyone of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, let your angels come down, my Allah. Make Jibreel alayhi salatu salam and the other angels make salam to us, my Allah. Make us feel their presence, my Allah. Make us feel lighter, my Allah. Make us feel that bond and attachment with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't want to have attachment to anything else besides you now, my Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours now, my Allah. Make us yours, my Allah. Far too long we have, Ya Allah, lived a life of ghaflat, my Allah. A life of disobedience, my Allah. A life of sin and vice, my Allah. A life of masiyat and dhunub, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have been drowning in the quagmire of sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have drenched ourselves, my Allah. Only in dhunub and atham and maasi, my Allah. In sins upon sins upon sins, my Allah. Heaps and heaps and piles and mountains of sins, my Allah, have covered us, my Allah. Ya Allah, but if you forgive, my Allah, all those mountains of sins, Ya Allah, come crumbling, my Allah. They are washed away, my Allah. Open your floodgates of mercy for us, my Allah. Ya wasi al-maghfira. Ya wasi al-maghfira. Ya basit اليدين بالرحمة يا ذا الطول يا غفور يا رحيم يا رحمن يا كريم. Ya Allah, we ask you by your ism azam, Ya Allah, that name of yours, that any banda who takes that name and he invokes you, he makes dua to you, he supplicates to you, he raises his hand to you, he begs from you, you guaranteed answer his dua. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive our parents, my Allah. Forgive our wives and family members, my Allah. Forgive our children and progeny, my Allah. Forgive our musallis, my Allah. Forgive our brothers now, my Allah. Forgive our mothers and sisters, my Allah. Forgive our elderly, my Allah. Forgive our youth, my Allah. Forgive our women folk, my Allah. Forgive the rich and poor, my Allah. The healthy and sick, my Allah. The learned and the ordinary person, my Allah. Every person, my Allah. Whether he's a businessman, my Allah. Whether he's a street sweeper, my Allah. Whether he's a king, my Allah. Whether he's a pauper, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum sab bande hai tere, Ya Allah. We are your bandas, my Allah. Hum kaha jaye, tu bata. Show us where can we go, my Allah. There is no other door we can tap at, my Allah. There is no other door we can knock at, my Allah. If you close your doors, my Allah, where can we go, my Allah? In these Mubarak nights, if you close your doors, if you shut your doors upon us, my Allah, then where can we go, my Allah? We will be doomed, my Allah. Ya Allah, there is nobody else we can turn to, my Allah. Then we have no hopes of being forgiven, my Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that let it not happen that the month of Ramadan comes and goes and still you are not forgiven. Ya Allah, therefore we are begging you for your mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, every sin we committed, my Allah, from the time we became baligh, my Allah, every major sin, every minor sin, my Allah, amadan, khata'an, whatever sin we did, my Allah, jiddan, hazalan, my Allah, Allah knowingly, seriously, jokingly, my Allah, in the broad daylight, in the darkness of the night, my Allah, in public, in privacy, in schools, in varsities, in colleges, in madrasas, my Allah, in Darul Uloom, my Allah, in offices, in factories, in hotel rooms, my Allah, Ya Allah, wherever it was, my Allah, Ya Allah, you are watching, my Allah, we still had the audacity to commit those sins, my Allah, Ya Allah, we forgot you are watching, my Allah, Ya Allah, at that moment, Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan, at the upper hand of us, my Allah, Ya Allah, we became maghloob, my Allah, Ya Allah, but you still concealed our sins, my Allah, Ya Allah, we have hopes in your mercy tonight, my Allah, Ya Allah, before we can stand up from this gathering, my Allah, make your angels announce, Qumu maghfuran lakum, rise in the condition that your Allah has forgiven you, that your Allah has forgiven you, Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah, Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah, Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah, Ya Allah, forgive every one of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, every ummati, wherever he may be, wherever she may be, whichever part of the world, my Allah, whichever country, my Allah, whichever island, my Allah, whatever his condition, my Allah. Ya Allah, your mercy knows no bounds, my Allah. You have mentioned in the hadith a Qudsi, my Allah, quoted to us, Ya Allah, by our beloved Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he said, Allah has mentioned, Inna rahmati sabakat ala ghadabi, that verily my mercy supersedes my anger. Ya Allah, it is written on your arsh, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is written on your arsh, my Allah, that your mercy overpowers and supersedes your anger. Ya Allah, we are asking you for that mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hands tonight, my Allah. Fill our hearts, my Allah. Change our conditions, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum nadim hai. Hum sharminda hai. Ya Allah, our hearts have become so hard. We can't even shed a tear of repentance, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum itne kamzor ho gaye, Ya Allah. Hum zaif hai. Hum nalaiq hai. Tu aziz hai. Tu hakim hai. Everything is in your control, my Allah. You are maliki yawmiddin. You are the master of the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, everything is in your control. Angels in your control. Jinn in your control. Insan in your control. The sun, the moon, the stars, the skies, the earth, above the skies, beneath the earth, between the skies and the earth. Every particle is yours. The ocean belongs to you. The trees, the animals, the insects, the reptiles, the birds. Ya Allah, everything belongs to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're turning to you, my Allah. We are turning to you, my Allah. We're making tawbah, istighfar, inabat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us hidayat now, my Allah. Give us hidayat, my Allah. Change our conditions for the better, my Allah. Make us your friends now, my Allah. Fill our hearts with your ishq and muhabbat, my Allah. With your love, my Allah. Make us go crazy in your love, my Allah. Make us go mad in your love, my Allah. Make us have your ishq, the ishq of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us follow his way of life, my Allah. He cried for us, my Allah. He made such sacrifices for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, bore the stones at Taif, my Allah. Ya Allah, that were pelted at him, his feet became clogged with blood, my Allah. Ya Allah, blood was oozing from his body, my Allah. Ya Allah, still he did not curse the people of Taif. Ya Allah, he was rahmatul alameen. In Uhud, his team became shaheed, my Allah. Ya Allah, camel's intestine placed on his back. Ya Allah, Nabi Kareem, some missile makes sabr, my Allah. This famine, this drought, boycott, my Allah, 3 years. Ya Allah, his daughters are given talaq, my Allah. They send back to him, he goes through all that pain, my Allah. For the sake of us, my Allah. Today we have abandoned his sunnah, my Allah. We find faults in his way of life, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us hidayat. Remove us from this ghaflat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't want to be bad people anymore, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to be pious, my Allah. We want to be righteous, my Allah. We don't have the himmat, my Allah. We don't have the courage, my Allah. You give us the courage, my Allah. Ya Allah, Rasulullah has said, even if we want a shoelace, we must ask you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know our list is so big, my Allah. We are asking you tonight for maghfirat, rahmat. Save us from the fire of Jahannam, my Allah. Don't make us amongst the ashqiya in the month of Ramadan. The wretched ones, the unfortunate ones, who are not forgiven in the month of Ramadan. Otherwise we are cursed, my Allah. We will get the Ameen of Rasulullah on this badua. Ya Allah, what any person, O Allah, if any person has gone astray, bring him back onto Sirat al-Mustaqim now, my Allah. Now, my Allah. Nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. Ya Allah, listen to somebody's amen in this congregation, my Allah. Some masoom child, some elderly person, some hafiz al-Quran, some alim, any person, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't snatch away our iman. Don't make us become dhalin, mudillin. Don't make us be astray and become a means of others going astray. Make us be on haqqin hidayat, a means of haqqin hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become beacons of hidayat, that the non-Muslims, just upon looking at us, they must embrace Islam, my Allah. Make the noor of iman come onto our faces, my Allah. Make the noor of iman come into our actions, my Allah. In our dealings, my Allah. In our conduct, my Allah. Ya Allah, on our tongues, my Allah. In our eyes, my Allah. Let there be noor permeating now, my Allah. Give us that qurb with you, my Allah. Give us that ishq and muhabbat with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us such a bond, such an attachment with you, my Allah, that never becomes separated again, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us both in a good condition, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many challenges, my Allah. So much of fitna now, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is becoming so difficult for us, my Allah. For all of us, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Give us hidayat, my Allah. You are Sami' Basir, my Allah. You are Alim, my Allah. Ya Allah, your knowledge encompasses everything, my Allah. That tiny little black ant, my Allah, in the darkness of the night, under a rock, ya Allah, you hear the footsteps of that ant, my Allah. You even feed that ant, my Allah. You are well aware of what we are asking you, my Allah. You are hearing us now, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our needs, my Allah. Our brothers and sisters have got so much of needs, my Allah. So many hajat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got so many mashakil, masaib, problems, my Allah. People have got court cases, ya Allah. People are languishing in prisons, my Allah. People are sick at home in hospitals, my Allah. People have got cancer, my Allah. People have got heart problems, my Allah. People have got different sicknesses, my Allah. People have got the financial problem, my Allah. People have got some domestic problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, people have got family problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, each person has got some need now, my Allah. Ya Qadi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi al-Baliyat, Ya حل المشكلات اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا الله remove all our difficulties my Allah except each person dua here tonight my Allah يا الله every single one my Allah يا الله whatever our condition is my Allah accept us tonight my Allah bless us with Laylatul Qadr يا الله whichever night will be Laylatul Qadr my Allah don't deprive us يا الله give us a tawfiq of making excessive ibadat my Allah يا الله make us be the recipients يا الله of your blessings يا الله of the month of Ramadan and especially Laylatul Qadr my Allah give us istiqamat after the month of Ramadan يا الله make us become five time namazis my Allah make us become righteous and pious my Allah give us taqwa my Allah bless us with afiyat salamati hifazat izzat aman chin sukoon rahat protection your marifat your qurb yaqeen your dhat halawati iman istiqamat sweetness of iman my Allah protect us from the shar of the shirir from the fitna of the fitin from the hasad of the hasidin from the zalimin from the zulm of the zalimin يا الله protect the ummat my Allah ummat bohat pareshan hai يا الله pareshani dur farma يا الله brothers and sisters in African countries my Allah throughout the globe my Allah in Syria especially my Allah يا الله how many days and months and years have gone past my Allah Ya Allah, they don't even have decent food to eat anymore. They don't even have shelter and protection, my Allah. Ya Allah, masoom children, they became yatims, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are crying. Ya Allah, one merciful glance, my Allah. One merciful glance. We have got hopes only in you, my Allah. We have not lost hope, my Allah. We are knocking at your door. You will open, my Allah. You will show the joyous day in occasion again. We know, my Allah. We've got yaqeen in that, my Allah. Ya Allah, let it come quick, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it come with ease, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Give us mawt in Madinah Sharif. Bury in Jannatul Baqi. The shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Rodi Kuthur water from Rasulullah's Mubarak hands. Make us enter Jannat out in the reckoning. Protect us from azab of Qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, especially our youngsters here.
Ya Allah, you make them shining stars, my Allah. You give them strength, my Allah. You give them hidayat, my Allah. Protect them from haram, my Allah. Protect them from drugs and wine and alcohol, my Allah. Protect them from zina, my Allah. Protect all of us from, ya Allah, from the harms of the social media, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Make them huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbulin. Ya Allah, hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua qabool, farma. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين